We're also joined on the line by Hannah Stewart, who's co-head of the Security and Extremism Unit at the think tank Policy Exchange. She's in our radio car. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Theresa May's comments yesterday, far too much tolerance of extremism. She's right, is she?
Yes, I think she is. I think in recent years we've seen a number of examples of this, ranging from across the spectrum. At a sort of perhaps a lesser level, we are seeing in schools in Birmingham, I'm thinking particularly of the Trojan Horse affair, we've seen teachers and governors attempting to Islamise the space in which young people are learning about the world around them. And at a much harder end, we've seen extremists such as members of Al-Mahajirun using publicly funded community centres to recruit and radicalise people. So these are individuals who are ideologically inspired, it's a political project for them, are using our public institutions, such as I say, primary schools or publicly funded community centres, so physical spaces as well as the online space, to promote their ideas, sow division, and in some cases recruit and radicalise.
But there also seems to be a suggestion that a lot of that funding for that is coming from overseas. Now, there are reports that a government report that points the finger at Saudi Arabia is not being published because it points the finger at Saudi Arabia.
Well, if that's the case, then I certainly would call for greater transparency in terms of government thinking behind the policies. I mean, one of the things that we're very aware of is the need, as Frank spoke earlier, the need for members of Muslim communities in particular to feel that they trust the authorities, that they can phone in, and that will be taken seriously. And certainly transparency is something that's key in building trust. So I'd like to see such a report.
But that is your understanding, though, is it, that there is funding coming from countries like Saudi Arabia of places here?
Certainly, over the last 20 years, we've seen countries such as Saudi Arabia engaging in what they consider to be dawah or outreach, where grants will go to organisations or mosques, and particularly, actually, it's the funding of literature. So that would be my primary concern.
Right,
and the funding and provision of literature, which we would consider to be intolerant at least, and in some cases extremist. That sort of literature has been found previously in places of worship in the UK, and often you can trace that back to Saudi publishers.
So what is the answer if there is to be an end to this political project as you describe it?
I think what we'll see, if the Conservative government remains in power, I think we'll see a continuation but a strengthening of the current counter-radicalisation strategy Prevent. And I think that's key in terms of the numbers are so high that it's just not going to be a healthy society to monitor or observe 24/7 the sort of 23,000 people that we hear are on the spectrum in terms of extremist views or wider networks. Nobody would want that sort of society, so we need to engage in preventative work that is upstream and is preventing people from preventing extremism from manifesting in terrorism.
Hannah Stewart, thank you very much.